news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
For once, the Trump administration told the truth about something.
We're not going to control the pandemic.
The United States reported 145,835 new coronavirus cases on Wednesday alone. Another day, another all-time high. We're also breaking records in the number of hospitalizations. The U.S. now has had more than 10.3 million total infections and over 240,000 fatalities. Yep, the country also saw its highest daily death toll since early May. More people are hospitalized with COVID-19 this week than at any point in the pandemic, and hospitals are running out of beds and healthcare workers, which could cause some major problems. The situation is particularly dire in the Midwest and the Sun Belt, and the Navajo Nation and El Paso, Texas are also being hit really hard. So it's probably a good time to repeat the latest guidance from the CDC that says not only can wearing a mask help protect others, it can also protect you. Wear a mask. New York is set to reimpose some restrictions. 10 p.m. curfew for most bars and restaurants, private gatherings limited to 10 people, and other restrictions like gyms having to close at 10 p.m. Those restrictions will take effect this Friday. Now, you'd think with all this awful news dominating the headlines, any president would be thrilled with Monday's news from Pfizer, who touted their experimental COVID vaccine is showing a 90% effective rate. Well, with Donald Trump, it's the opposite, as usual. According to the Washington Post, Trump screamed at the FDA Commissioner Stephen Hahn following Pfizer's announcement and demanded to know why it came after the election. Although Trump has convinced himself the timing of the announcement was politically motivated, there's zero evidence that Pfizer held back its data showing the inoculation was so promising. Well, despite the fact that the Trump administration is refusing to recognize Joe Biden's win, the president-elect has begun putting together his administration's senior leadership. On Wednesday, Biden named his longtime confidant and Democratic operative Ron Klain as his White House chief of staff. Klain was Biden's chief of staff when he was vice president and first worked for Biden back in 1989 when he was one of Delaware's senators. Biden said in a statement that Klain was an invaluable advisor who worked with him during the 2009 economic crisis and the 2014 Ebola outbreak. Also on Wednesday, Biden had his first call since the election with leaders of Japan, South Korea, and Australia. The three allies reportedly reaffirmed plans for close ties with the president-elect on such issues as climate change and security. At least they were able to get through. Dozens of world leaders have reportedly sent congratulatory messages to Joe Biden since his victory was confirmed last week, but CNN is reporting that the notes are being withheld by the State Department, which has been instructed by the White House not to pass them on. Embarrassingly, foreign leaders have had to work around the uncooperative State Department and have reportedly had to reach out to Obama-era diplomats to ask how to get a congratulatory message to Joe Biden. The State Department hasn't commented on the report. But slowly, there's a little group growing of Republican senators urging the Trump administration to stop blocking the transition process. Senator James Lankford of Oklahoma announced in a radio interview that if Trump denies President-elect Joe Biden access to the classified President's Daily Brief intelligence report by Friday, that he would step in. Mitt Romney, Mike Rounds, Pat Toomey, and even reportedly Marco Rubio all made similar statements. Now, if you are unfortunate enough to be on the Trump campaign's email list, you've no doubt been bombarded with requests for money to help pay for legal challenges to the election results. One message says, the left will try to steal this election. And apparently they're going out numerous times an hour. But if you read the really small print, you learn that a donor would have to give more than $8,000 before any of it goes to the recount account established to finance election challenges. In a Washington Post editorial Thursday morning, Dana Milbank suggests that Trump's election challenge is just another money-making scam. Who would have ever thought that? So, back to the counting. Georgia's Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger announced Wednesday that officials would conduct a hand recount of the millions of ballots cast there. Joe Biden leads Trump by around 14,000 votes in Georgia out of millions cast. Raffensperger previously said that a recount was unlikely to reverse Biden's lead. And in Pennsylvania, another state that Trump is contesting, Biden is now up by more than 50,000 votes, or 0.7%, enough to avoid an automatic recount. Even if Trump were to gain thousands of ballots with a recount, considered highly unlikely based on past histories of recounts, nothing would be enough to put Trump over the 270-vote threshold in the Electoral College. And that's especially true now that it's official. Arizona goes to Biden. Although the Associated Press and Fox Not News called Arizona for Biden on election night, Decision Desk HQ and the Arizona Republic finally called the race Wednesday night after another batch of votes came in from Maricopa County. That raised Biden's lead there to over 11,000 votes, ensuring there's no path to victory in Arizona for Trump. Nationwide, the 2020 elections went surprisingly smoothly, with no credible evidence of fraud or serious irregularities. This, according to the Associated Press and the New York Times. But the numbers of votes cast was astounding. More than 66% of eligible voters participated. More than 101 million early ballots were cast, certainly making history. As for the popular vote numbers, wow. Donald Trump has 47%. With 72,390,228 votes in his favor. That's more than the amount of votes cast in any presidential election for a particular candidate, except for Joe Biden in this election year. Joe Biden, with 51% of the votes, garnered 77,651,438 votes and counting. Georgia is the only state left to be called. But with Arizona now going to Biden and Alaska going to Trump, the latest tally of the Electoral College vote stands at 290 for Biden, 232 for Trump. Of course, it just takes 270 to win. Again, we're still waiting on the final tally from Georgia, which is going to a full recount. But Biden is in the lead. And if Georgia ultimately does go to Biden, the final Electoral College vote will be 306 to 232. The same outcome as in 2016 when Trump got the 306 and called it a landslide, blowout, historic. I got the and that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.